USA News, I'm Tim Berg. A showdown at the border. The Biden administration is giving Texas until later today to let federal agents into Shelby Park near Eagle Pass, where there's been a dispute over razor wire at the border. Members of Congress are worried that this could lead to President Biden taking control of the Texas National Guard. Texas Republican Congressman Tony Gonzalez on Fox News says,
"We go down that route, this is going to talk about lighting a match to a very already delicate situation."
Texas Governor Greg Abbott says Texas has a constitutional right to defend itself from an invasion at the southern border. President Biden spent some time in northern Wisconsin on Thursday, the president delivering remarks regarding the bipartisan infrastructure law and investing in America.
"We're now ranked the 13th best infrastructure in the world. The United States of America, number 13 in the world. How in God's name can we have the strongest economy in the world? We don't have the strongest and best infrastructure in the world. It's not possible. So we're determined to turn that around."
President Biden says his economic policies have helped create 14 million jobs nationwide since taking office. General Motors driverless car business Cruise said federal prosecutors are investigating the handling of an October pedestrian collision. Cruise said it's cooperating with the Justice Department and U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission, along with other state and federal agencies, examining the company's handling of the incident. Former Trump White House aide Peter Navarro has been sentenced to 4 months in prison. Navarro was convicted of contempt of Congress in September for not complying with a subpoena issued by the January 6th Democratic-led House Select Committee. Navarro's team argued during the sentencing hearing on Thursday that he believed he could not comply with the committee's subpoena due to executive privilege. This is USA News.
"My doctor told me my blood pressure is borderline. I figured I could worry about it or do something about it. So I took control with Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula. It works safely and naturally to help maintain healthy blood pressure with a custom blend of garlic, vitamins, and minerals. And it's odor-free. I'm taking charge with Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula."
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural reference is only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
Progressive asks, what do a late night pizza craving?
Pizza place.
Can I get one large pepperoni pizza?
A newly licensed teen delivery driver. A guaranteed delivery time or its free offer. And your front fence have in common?
Uh-oh.
It's my fence!
They can turn your stomach upside down in under 30 minutes.
I'm still getting a tip, right?
Bundle your home and auto with Progressive for great savings and round-the-clock protection.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states or situations.
Recent data analysis from Yelp shows the restaurant industry is making a comeback after the COVID-19 pandemic.
The Yelp figures showed more than 53,000 restaurants opened last year. That's an increase over both 2019 and 2022, before and after COVID. One researcher says, for the first time, there were more restaurant openings last year than before the pandemic hit. Those include many in the western U.S., like fast-growing creperies, pasta shops, and pop-up restaurants. I'm Ryan Daniels.
The Hawaii legislator is considering a bill that would ban candidates who engage in insurrection or rebellion from the state's primary ballot, which would bar former President Donald Trump. Missouri Republican Senator Josh Hawley weighs in on the bill on Fox News.
They're telling voters, we don't want you to have the choice. We don't want you to be able to elect the president of your choice. We don't want you to even be able to weigh the options. We're going to take it away from you. We're going to decide beforehand who can be on the ballot, who can't, who can be president, who can't. It is totally, radically unconstitutional.
A new lawsuit accuses WWE boss Vince McMahon of sex trafficking. A former WWE employee who claims McMahon paid her to keep quiet filed a lawsuit in a Connecticut federal court on Thursday. The woman alleges McMahon sexually assaulted her and trafficked her and others within the WWE. For USA News, I'm Tim Berg.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs, and if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.